This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to another Joy 94.9 podcast.
I mean, have we reached post-gay? That's what I want to know. Have we reached post-queer?
It's a bit au fait, isn't it?
Is it really relevant anymore? I read something about, you know, oh, is the feast festival relevant? You know, why should we need a feast gay and lesbian festival of culture? I mean, what, you know, what's the point? And it's like, oh, okay, pardon me.
Really?
So, you know, is there a point to Australia Day?
It's come to them too easy, that's what it is.
Yes.
It's all just been handed over like a baton in a race.
Fight for it.
At Flinders, the degree that I did was largely with, doing electives, I was with teachers and with people doing business degrees, that sort of thing. And they were young, they were just out of high school. And they were forced at one point in an elective to consider whether feminism was relevant to them. The girls in the class couldn't even say the word, much less identify with it. They were terrified of it. And when I challenged them, they backed right away from me. They did not want in any way to be associated with feminism, with women's rights, and they would not accept that there is still a way to go. They had absolutely no consciousness about it.
I don't know. Not one for making, you know, gross sweeping statements.
Okay, it was a sweeping statement.
No, I was actually talking about myself. I don't know. I'm heartened. I think there's potential. There's enormous potential. And whilst people are open to learning and we do have such improved communication, we hear about global issues. And so there's far more awareness, I think, in the younger generation. So I'm hopeful. And you see it. You do see examples of it where they pick up an issue and they're very heartfelt about it and they're dedicated to it.
I think you're right in many, many other issues, environmentalism, that kind of thing. They're absolutely picking up ball and running with it. But feminism particularly, young women run away from.
I think a lot of young women have always run away from feminism, even in the 70s, because of the labels that were put on it as, you know, anti-men and, you know.
I think there are a lot of reasons for them to run away. I'm just saddened that it's happening.
Yeah, I think it's sad that it's not actually taught in a way as part of our history, that younger women are comfortable with it as a concept, as a part of how the status of women has changed today as a result of what took place in the 70s. I mean, it's a historical fact. That's all it is.
This has been another Joy 94.9 podcast. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse GLBTI communities. You can support our work by becoming a member or making a donation. For details, go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.